Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Robert Bethel is here. Bob, he says we call him Bob. He's a turnaround expert, a business turnaround expert. He's turned around dozens of businesses just like yours, making them go from being maybe not even about to fail to actually becoming successful again. He's got a new book out called Strengthen Your Business, and it's all about how he did that. He's our new friend, Bob Bethel. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. One of the things that we talk about on the show here all the time is what it takes to sustain a business, to sustain success, to spin all the plates just right so that you can keep your customers happy, keep your people happy, get enough sales, make enough profit to sustain yourself and deal with the new stuff, the innovations, and deal with the competition. It's a lot of space to spend, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it gets more difficult every day, it seems.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you see legacy companies that have been around since, say, the 80s and 90s, that kind of thing, that when you see them trying to deal with in 21st century stuff, what are the biggest challenges you see them having?
You know, Jim, surprisingly, it really has not changed during my career. I've been doing this for 52 years. I got into it because straight out of college, I started a business that did extremely well for a couple of years. And of course, at age 21, you know everything.
Right.
So, we got hit by a recession, and I found out exactly how dumb I was, Jim. I fought it for a couple of years, crashed and burned, lost everything, and a very wealthy friend of my parents in Nashville picked me up, dusted me off, and said, "I think you've learned a lot. I've got some businesses that I've retired from, and I want you to take them over and clean them up because they're not doing well." And I've been doing that for 52 years. And back to your question, I continue to see the same thing in all of the businesses that I have bought. I bought 77 businesses. All of them were at the point of bankruptcy. And as you and I know, Jim, 50% of all businesses fail.
In the first 4 years.
Yes. And the scary thing is that, in my humble opinion, the vast majority of those businesses should not fail. And I guess here's the shocking thing that remains constant through these years, Jim, and that is you would think because I buy businesses that are basically broke, that they would be in decline, in the declining market. Every single one of them, Jim, has been in a growth mode.
Really?
Every one of them.
Well, see, that's something I talked about in the last hour, and it's something I've been telling my audience now for 20 years, and that is that it's possible to succeed yourself out of business, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. And if you think about it, and my book really is 52 years of mistakes and solutions. And stop and think about it this way. if you and I were in Gatlinburg this morning and someone put both of us in a brand new Ferrari and told us to go to the top of Clingman's Dome at 10 miles an hour in that new Ferrari, I dare say neither one of us would have any trouble getting to the top. Now, if they told us to go up that mountain at 170 miles an hour, I don't know about you, Jim, but I'd crash and burn somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
And the same thing applies to business. There are a ton of things that will crush you like a bug if you're not prepared for growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And there are many levels, there are many different levels that you got to check in with. And when we come back after this break, I want you to talk to us about that. Bob, I want you to tell us what are the key indicators that you got to check with to make sure you're ready to grow. Folks, it's the name of the book is Robert Thomas Bethel, Strengthen Your Business, brand new, just out. It'll tell you an awful lot about yourself. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.